Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Booker T and the MGs, that's Shotgun. Welcome back. There it is. 17 till I'm Jim Blasingame. We're spinning platters and talking about small business and history. Today is Abraham Lincoln's birthday, and by golly, if it's my show, we're going to celebrate that birthday. And as long as the two of us draw breath, we're going to do it with our good friend Dr. Gene Grisman, one of the top Lincoln portrayers on the planet. Probably two, not me, not, oh, let me remind you, though, his books. The Words Lincoln Lived By, you got to have this book. Buy two, because you're going to want to give one away. Lincoln and Obama is one of his newest ones. He compares Lincoln and Obama. That'll either get you excited or it'll fire you up one way or the other. And that's just a few of his books. He's one of the top Lincoln portrayers across the galaxy, and his website is presidentlincoln.com. Gene, thanks again for hanging out with us. And Gene, one of the things that we all love, if we don't love it, we should love it, is his concept, his words that just ring in my ear. I don't know how I could ever forget. Of the people, by the people, for the people. Talk to us about that.
As I was thinking about coming on your show today, I was thinking about the parallel between what Lincoln believed about government and what you have written about in your new book. And that is that the people have more opportunities, more control, more authority.
Yep.
And this is a process that's been going on in government for at least 400 years. For example, when Lincoln said government of the people, by the people, for the people, at that time, the United States was the biggest experiment in people's government of all time.
Yep.
Up until that time,
it did not exist. That model existed as it was established, existed nowhere else in the world.
That is exactly right. Not on that scale. There had been small republics, mainly city-states, and those had existed for quite a long time, centuries, but nothing big like the United States that had given the people that. And incidentally, when Lincoln gave the Gettysburg Address, the reason he gave that, he told people, he said, the purpose of the Civil War, in his mind, was not a struggle between North and South, or even to free slaves. What was at risk was whether the people were capable of ruling themselves.
Yep.
People's government. And that's the reason it ends. That government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. He said if it won't work, he called it an experiment.
Mm-hmm.
If the experiment won't work here, it won't work anywhere.
Yeah. And you reminded me of what Franklin is supposed to have said when they dropped the gavel on the Constitutional Convention. He said, "Well, gentlemen, you've got a republic if you can keep it."
Well, and many people didn't think we could. For example, John Adams said all republics eventually commit suicide.
Yeah,
that is, they split apart. They become divisive. They can't rule. They can't rule themselves. What were people concerned about?
Are we approaching that right now, Gene? Where we are in our political discourse in America?
Yes, in my opinion.
Are you worried about it?
Yes, and I think the reason is we're spending too much time quarreling and not enough time arguing.
And is there plenty of room for blame to go on both sides to go around?
There is plenty of room for blame on both sides. Through our recent history, sometimes most of the anger and most of the quarreling has been on one side or the other. For example, in the 60s, Vietnam War, that sort of the anger and the meanness was on the left. I think there's more of it on the right now.
Well, I think the problem we've got is immediate, and I think that my mother used to say, Gene, everybody's crow is the blackest. So
have you ever heard that?
Yeah, she used to tell me that all the time, and so my side is more right than your side is, and always that's the problem we got. But you know what the problem I think we have in America, Gene, is we're upside down in Washington, and I'm not and everything I'm going to say is not going to be anything about a party. We're upside down in Washington. We don't have I guess the money situation has gotten so bad that the lobbying situation has gotten so bad. We're not electing leaders, or if we elect leaders, they're not allowed to lead when they get there. And I don't know what's going on. Was it de Tocqueville that said we get the government we deserve? Maybe this is more of a sociological comment that I say instead of a political comment. Maybe it's a
sociological comment, and I agree with it. Let me add to what you said. I think that more attention needs to be paid also to what's happening in state government.
Yeah.
There's where a lot of the important laws, rules, and regulations.
I agree. They're the incubators.
And you see, there are not many people who could name one single person in the state legislature.
And you know what? Yeah. You know what, Gene? If America is going to get fixed, that's where it's going to come from. It's not going to come.
That's right.
Any solutions? If America gets righted, and you and I can't say what we're saying right now. 10 years from now, it's going to come from states, not from Washington. Quick break. Right back with Gene Greisman. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.